This is Akashvani. I am Anubha Rohatgi with the news at 9. The headlines. Government gives nod to enhance security deployment at all central government hospitals by 25%. A committee headed by DG Health Services to look into aspects of hospital security and facilities. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman reviews performance of public sector banks, asks banks to make efforts for deposit mobilization, credit growth and good customer relations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to embark on a three-day visit to Poland and Ukraine from Wednesday. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar holds bilateral talks with his Nepalese counterpart, says Nepal will export 1,000 megawatt electricity to India. And India and Japan to hold third 2+2 dialogue in New Delhi tomorrow to advance strategic partnership. The government has allowed enhancement of security deployment by 25% at all central government hospitals. Official sources said that apart from the standard security protocol, the deployment of marshals would also be approved based on individual demands by government hospitals. The sources, however, said that bringing a central law based on the Kolkata hospital case will not make any big difference, as the alleged rape and murder of the junior doctor was not a case of patient-doctor violence. Resident doctors are protesting in different parts of the country, demanding a central law after the alleged rape and murder of a trainee doctor in a hospital in Kolkata. 26 states and union territories, including West Bengal, Delhi, Haryana and Kerala, have passed legislations to protect healthcare personnel. These offences are cognizable and non-bailable. The officials said that they have held meetings with some resident doctor associations and have explained these aspects to them. A committee will be constituted under the chairmanship of Director General Health Services to look into various aspects of security and facilities at hospitals for residents, like duty room and working hours. West Bengal Governor C.V. Anandabose has sent a communique to the authorities of all the medical colleges and hospitals across the state, directing them to beef up security on their premises. The governor also directed the hospital authorities to ensure that women doctors and paramedics are provided adequate protection. Resident doctors and medical students staged protests in the national capital today against the alleged rape and murder of a doctor in Kolkata. Doctors from AIIMS, Safdarjung Hospital, Maulana Azad Medical College, Northern Railway Central Hospital and other institutions staged protests near Nirman Bhavan in New Delhi and demanded justice in the matter. The protesting doctors are also calling for a security act to protect healthcare workers and institutions across the nation. The Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, has said that the state governments have a responsibility in protecting the doctors who are serving the society selflessly. Referring to the Kolkata incident in an interaction with the media at Akashvani Chennai today, the minister said that state governments are bound to act in a responsible manner when it comes to the security of doctors as per the guidelines given by the union government. The BJP has demanded the resignation of West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee over the alleged rape and murder of a medical student in Kolkata. Briefing media in New Delhi, party spokesperson Gaurav Bhatia alleged that the deeds of Mamata Banerjee have destroyed the dignity of women, rule of law and evidence in the heinous crime. Mr. Bhatia also alleged that her acts of commission and omission have destroyed the evidence, which are vital to ensure that the accused get the punishment they deserve, which is death penalty. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today reviewed the performance of public sector banks at a meeting in New Delhi. During the meeting, Ms. Sitharaman reviewed deposit growth, the credit-to-deposit ratio and asset quality. The finance minister also evaluated the performance of public sector banks under government initiatives such as PM Awas Yojana, PM Surya Ghar and PM Vishwakarma scheme. During deliberations on the deposit mobilization, Ms. Sitharaman stated that while the credit growth has picked up, mobilization of deposits could further be improved to fund the credit growth sustainably. She asked banks to make concerted efforts to garner deposits by conducting special drives. The finance minister also advised public sector banks to have better relationships with their customers for efficient customer service delivery. She also urged banks to ensure that employees reach out to connect with their customers, especially in rural and semi-urban areas. The union finance minister advised that issues of cybersecurity should be seen from a systemic perspective and emphasized that a collaborative approach between banks, government, regulators and security agencies is needed to put in place necessary mitigants against cyber risks. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman also chaired a review meeting of regional rural banks in New Delhi today. In Jammu and Kashmir, a Central Reserve Police Force CRPF officer was killed after terrorists attacked a CRPF patrol party in Udhampur district this afternoon. In Cheel area of Ramnagar Tehsil of Udhampur district, terrorists opened indiscriminate fire on the patrol party of CRPF 187 battalion, in which one CRPF inspector was killed. The terrorists fired about 30 to 40 rounds on the patrolling party. The area has been cordoned off and massive searches launched to track the terrorists. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has arrested four accused, including a manager of the Northern Coalfields Limited, NCL, Singrauli, in Madhya Pradesh, in a bribery and corruption case. It has also recovered around 4 crore rupees in cash during the searches from the accused manager's residence. The agency said that the amount was allegedly amassed from several contractors and officials in lieu of favours for their operations in NCL Singrauli. The investigating agency said that one of the accused was running a farm in Madhya Pradesh and allegedly acting as a middleman between various contractors, businessmen and several officials of NLC and delivering bribes to them. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle, AIR News Alerts. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a 3-day visit to Poland and Ukraine from Wednesday. Briefing media in New Delhi this evening, Secretary West in Ministry of External Affairs, Tanmay Lal, said it is a landmark visit as the Prime Minister of India is visiting Poland after 45 years. He said the visit is taking place at a time when both nations are marking the 70th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations. The secretary said in Warsaw, Mr. Modi will hold talks with his Polish counterpart Donald Tusk and will call on President Andrzej Duda. Mr. Lal said Prime Minister Narendra Modi will undertake an official visit to Ukraine on the 23rd of this month on the invitation of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. He said it is also a landmark and a historic visit since this will be the first time an Indian Prime Minister will be visiting Ukraine in more than 30 years since the diplomatic relations were established. The visit will build upon the recent high-level interactions between both the leaders.
India has maintained a very clear and consistent position that diplomacy and dialogue can resolve this conflict. On our part, India continues to engage with all stakeholders. Prime Minister Modi has had conversations with leaders of both Russia and Ukraine, as you know, and Prime Minister had also visited Russia recently. India is willing to provide all possible support and contribution required to help find peaceful solutions to this complex issue.
The External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today held talks with his Nepalese counterpart Arzu Rana Deoba in New Delhi. The two leaders discussed multifaceted bilateral cooperation, including in the areas of energy, trade, connectivity and infrastructure development. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar expressed happiness that Nepal will be exporting close to 1,000 megawatt of electricity to India. The External Affairs Minister said India's neighbourhood-first policy and unique people-to-people and cultural connect propels the relationship forward. Nepalese Foreign Minister Arzu Rana Deoba arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a 5-day visit to India. In a statement, the External Affairs Ministry said this visit aligns with the tradition of regular high-level exchanges between the two neighbouring countries. The ministry said Nepal is a priority partner of India in its neighbourhood-first policy. India and Japan will hold 2+2 ministerial dialogue in New Delhi tomorrow. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Japanese Minister of Defence Kihara Minoru and Minister of Foreign Affairs Ms. Yoko Kamikawa will take part in the meeting. On the sidelines of the 2+2 dialogue, a bilateral meeting is scheduled between the defense minister and his Japanese counterpart. During the bilateral talks and 2+2 meeting, the ministers will review the bilateral cooperation and explore new initiatives to further strengthen the engagements between the two countries. They will also exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. The Defense Ministry said India and Japan share spatial, strategic and global partnership based on the shared values of democracy, freedom and rule of law. The ministry said that defense has emerged as one of the most important pillars in this relationship. Strengthened India-Japan defense partnership is vital for ensuring a free, open, inclusive and prosperous Indo-Pacific in the prevailing global environment. Prime Minister of Malaysia Dato' Seri Anwar bin Ibrahim will arrive in New Delhi tonight on a 3-day visit to India. This will be his first visit as the Prime Minister of Malaysia. The External Affairs Ministry said Prime Minister of Malaysia will hold bilateral talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi tomorrow. During his visit, he will also meet President Draupadi Murmu and the External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi today chaired a high-level meeting focusing on the ongoing transformational initiatives by the Indian Army and its contribution towards achieving the objective of Viksit Bharat by 2047. The Ministry of Defence in a statement said that the Indian Army's focus will be on modernization of all combat arms, combat support arms and the logistic units. Discussions were also held on enhancing joint operations and integration between the Army, Navy and the Air Force to face the future challenges of warfare. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today interacted with the Indian contingent which will participate in the Paris Paralympics beginning on the 28th of this month. During the interaction, which was held through video conferencing, Mr. Modi said the athletes are going to Paris as flag bearers of India.
आप सभी भारत के ध्वजवाहक बनकर पेरिस जा रहे हैं पेरिस में आपकी उपस्थिति से देश का गौरव जुड़ा हुआ है इसलिए 140 करोड़ देशवासी आपको आशीर्वाद दे रहे हैं विजय भव आपका उत्साह बता रहा है कि आप सब टोक्यो और एशियन पैरा गेम्स की तरह ही नए रिकॉर्ड बनाने को आतुर हैं
The Prime Minister said when an athlete reaches such a big stage in any sport, it reflects a story of courage, dedication and sacrifice. Sports Minister Mansukh Mandavia said, this time India is sending its biggest ever contingent to participate in Paralympics. He said, 84 talented Indian athletes will represent India in Paris Paralympics 2024. Domestic stock indices, Sensex and the Nifty, ended flat in a lackluster trading session today. The session began on a positive note, with the Sensex opening at 80,680 and the Nifty at 24,636, but trading remained range-bound throughout the day. At the close, the BSE Sensex shed 12 points or 0.02% to close at 80,425. However, the NSE Nifty added 32 points or 0.13% to settle at 24,573. At 7:05 p.m. in the Indian bullion market, 24-carat gold was trading at 71,430 rupees per 10 grams and silver was trading at 84,190 rupees per kilogram. In the global crude market, Brent crude was trading at $79.12 per barrel when reports last came in. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken today met Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Jerusalem. Blinken is on a 3-day visit to Egypt and Israel to continue U.S. diplomatic efforts to conclude the agreement for a ceasefire with Hamas. The visit is focused on the release of hostages and detainees through the bridging proposal presented by the United States with support from Egypt and Qatar. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government gives nod to enhance security deployment at all central government hospitals by 25%. A committee headed by DG Health Services to look into aspects of hospital security and facilities. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman reviews performance of public sector banks, asks banks to make efforts to deposit mobilization, credit growth and good customer relations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to embark on a 3-day visit to Poland and Ukraine from Wednesday. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.